In Istanbul today, a prominent writer from Turkey's small Armenian community was shot and killed outside the office of the newspaper he edited. The Turkish prime minister has called the killing of Hrant Dink an attack on the country's unity, peace, and stability. Meanwhile, thousands of demonstrators have taken to the streets to denounce the murder. NPR's Ivan Watson is based in Istanbul, where he interviewed Hrant Dink last fall. And Ivan, tell us more about Mr. Dink and his political views that were so controversial.
Melissa, Hrant Dink was Turkey's most outspoken ethnic Armenian newspaper writer. He argued that, in fact, the massacres committed by the Ottoman Empire during World War I of ethnic Armenians, that in fact amounted to genocide. That's a version of history that Turkey to this day denies. And he said he was not afraid to go to jail for what he believed in. And he explained this in an interview which aired on All Things Considered in October of 2006.
I don't know. Bunu bilmek mümkün değil.
I don't know. I don't want to. But if they put me in jail because I said there was Armenian genocide, I would feel proud about it.
And Dink was repeatedly taken to court, and eventually he was given a 6-month suspended jail sentence for breaking a controversial law which prohibits insulting Turkish identity. He was also an outspoken activist in favor of freedom of press, freedom of speech, and he objected to a French proposal to make denying the Armenian genocide a crime. He said that he would travel all the way to France and deny the massacre of his ancestors just to object to that proposal.
Hrant Dink had said that he had been receiving threats for some time and that the police weren't taking those threats seriously. Did he talk to you about leaving Turkey, moving somewhere else?
He was a patriot. He wanted to help his fellow Turks recognize their own past, and he was actually a moderate on the issue of the Armenian genocide. In a column he wrote on January 10th, just last week, he wrote that, quote, "My computer's memory is loaded with sentences full of hatred and threats. Who knows what other injustices I will face this year?" His lawyer said he had received death threats, but he did not appear to have any security when this lone gunman shot him down outside his offices in broad daylight on a very busy Istanbul street today, Melissa.
Have you been able to learn anything else about how this killing was carried out?
There have been images of what appears to be the shooter captured on security cameras on shops nearby the newspaper offices, and some of those videos have already been aired on Turkish TV, and we can only presume that Turkish police are sifting through other video that may be available.
And we mentioned in the introduction that the thousands of people are protesting this murder in the streets.
There is a march of at least 1,000 people marching down the main street. The Turkish prime minister has come out very strongly condemning this. There are fears that this could completely derail Turkey's already troubled bid to join the European Union. And this all comes at a time of increased political tension in Turkey ahead of presidential elections. There's even been talk of the possibility of a coup d'etat in the Turkish press. People are really nervous right now, and this kind of shooting, killing of a prominent writer, reminds Turks of Turkey's not too recent history when prominent intellectuals, journalists, professors were being gunned down by people, ultra-nationalists, ultra-leftists, Kurdish separatists. It reminds them of history just a generation ago.
NPR's Ivan Watson, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Melissa.